In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Charlotte Moore, who is an airport operations specialist.
Welcome, Charlotte. Thanks for coming in to speak to us.
I'm glad to be here.
First, could you describe what you do?
Sure. I work at a relatively small airport in my state, and I'm part of the airport operations team there. Our job is to keep the airport safe and in good working order.
What are the backgrounds of the people on your team?
We're a pretty diverse group. We have a couple of people who started off in airport maintenance crews, one who used to be in the armed forces, and one who was a commercial pilot. Personally, I started in an airport ground crew, then worked for an airline before getting into airport operations. The team has broad experience, which I think is important because the job has a lot of different aspects.
I can imagine. And I assume you have to follow strict procedures when doing your job.
Absolutely. Firstly, we have to adhere to FAA standards. The FAA is the Federal Aviation Administration, and it issues guidelines known as Part 139 standards. Based on those, our team does a minimum of 2 full inspections every 24 hours, once in the daytime and once at night. That covers the airport legally, but we also do additional inspections to further improve public safety. The majority of these are carried out at night when there's less air traffic.
Can you tell us about what these inspections entail?
So, we inspect all the taxiways and runways and the passenger areas inside the terminal. If we find anything out of place, we'll put in a work order for the maintenance crews. That could be a priority order for something like a hole in the runway, or it may be a lower priority for issues that can be dealt with later. For example, a piece of ripped carpet in the departure lounge, something that's not an immediate threat but could endanger public safety if neglected. And we have to be vigilant at all times. So even if we're not officially on an inspection, we'll be looking out for problems, making sure everything's working as it's supposed to.
It sounds like you really need to stay alert.
That's exactly right. And it's also our responsibility to come up with creative solutions. A common problem we have is wildlife incursions onto the runway. I think most passengers equate airline safety with things like air turbulence or engine failure, but actually, the number of aircraft accidents involving animal strikes has more than doubled in the last couple of decades. Most of these are caused by birds, but mammals like deer and coyotes also find their way onto runways.
How do you deal with that kind of problem?
We obviously have fences, but they aren't always effective. For us, coyotes are a problem because they dig under the perimeter fence. Some airports use barbed wire or electric fences, but those can be inhumane, so we've been experimenting with alternative solutions. There's new technology available that can deter animals without harming them, but I think probably the most effective solution is taking measures to make the habitat around the runway less inviting. That involves things like removing ground cover animals can use for shelter and eliminating plants that are potential food sources.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us today.
It was my pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Charlotte says about airport inspections? Number 27. What does Charlotte say about wildlife on runways?